let's move along to something else. That this is almost in the realm of breaking news, because about an hour from now, the Missouri Supreme Court is going to be hearing arguments with regard to a ballot issue on the August ballot. That is the right to bear arms proposed constitutional amendment. The wording of that of the summary is what is being challenged. Can someone tell me exactly what the problem is here that they'll be talking about?
Well, the title of the amendment is, shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to include a declaration that the right to keep and bear arms is an unalienable right and that the state government is obligated to uphold that right? I think that it goes on to say that this unalienable right has to be receive what's called strict scrutiny, which means a great deal of constitutional protection in state courts. So what the police chief, St. Louis Police Chief C.M. Dotson, is arguing, along with others, is that the title is misleading, because there already is a right to bear arms in Missouri. So it's misleading the voter into thinking that there isn't currently, and that they have to pass this in order for there to be constitutional protection of the right to bear arms. Now, the other side says, hey, this whole thing is moot anyway. They've already sent out the ballots to the armed forces. They're voting already. It's too late.
Because this is for the August primary.
This is for the August primary. Yeah. But the fact that the Supreme Court agreed to take it and is arguing it so fast makes me wonder whether they might have a mind to do something about it.
One of the issues, as I understand it too, particularly with regard to the police chief, is the concern over the states, if this passes, the state's inability to draw legislation concerning concealed weapons, that the police are concerned about this. Is that – am I misunderstanding something, or am I on the right track?
Well, I was skimming through the amendment, and it seems to still permit some sort of regulation of guns. But it certainly – I think it does provide – even though there is currently constitutional protection for bearing arms, it does seem to me that it expands that amount of constitutional protection by saying it's going to be protected even more strongly in the Constitution. And it has added in words like, you know, not only to bear arms, but also to have a certain amount of ammunition.
Right.
So I'm sure that's among the things that concerns.
And this strict scrutiny language that Bill pointed to, I mean, that's a buzzword among in the law that basically means it's probably not going to work. And you know, a law subject to strict scrutiny usually fails. Right. So that's what's got everyone worked up, I think.
Tim Belts, is there an old saying with regard to that?
Strict scrutiny?
Yes, there is.
Well, let's have it.
Strict scrutiny, when a law is subjected to strict scrutiny, it gets overturned. That's the rule.
That's right.
It's conceivable that it wouldn't, but that never works out that way.
Yeah, right.
Very few exceptions. Affirmative action would be one of the few.
There is another constitutional amendment on the ballot, and I'll just bring it up here because, again, I'm a little bit confused about it. The right to farm proposed constitutional amendment. Mm-hmm. Do we not have a right to farm in this state of Missouri? What does that mean?
Well, I think we do have a right to farm, but you know, this all grows out of, remember that Proposition B a few years ago on puppy mills, and that really was, you know, it passed. With support from the urban areas and opposition from the rural areas, was very divisive. Ended up getting changed and sort of compromised in the legislature. So it's an outgrowth of that. I think maybe there might be a political motive in that there at least was a feeling that this would be a get out the vote kind of thing for Republicans. I noticed that it looks like some of the opponents are using the sort of foreign, Chinese factory farm to try to oppose it, saying, okay, you know, this is going to allow the Chinese factory farm to do all sorts of terrible things in the rural communities. So it's I think it's a little bit unclear exactly what real farmers are going to think. I'm sure they're for the freedom of farm, but they're not all of them are happy with what the big factory farms do in their communities.
Just to read from my notes here, the constitutional amendment proposed to ensure the right of Missouri citizens to engage in agricultural production and ranching practices shall not be infringed. You know, sometimes you have to wonder about some of these constitutional amendments and, you know, what they're there for.
Well, one of the criticisms of it has been that it really would do nothing. But I think, like Bill said, it's kind of – I see it as a reaction to that puppy mill legislation and the pushback that came out of that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's take another break, and we'll continue our legal roundtable discussion in just a moment with Mark Smith, from whom you just heard. Bill Freivogel is also with us, as is Tim Belts with Otson Leggett and Belts at Clayton Law Firm. Back to continue the discussion, as I say, in just a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.